Alright, folks, gather round. This is Asher Blake coming at you live from your earholes with another dose of procrastination killer. Get things done. Today we're tackling a monster that haunts us all, the unholy trinity of perfectionism and procrastination. Ever feel like you're paralyzed by the fear of messing things up, so you just don't do anything at all? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than the line for the latest iPhone, but somehow the only thing getting done is scrolling through social media? We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? You can break free from this vicious cycle. I'm not talking about some magical unicorn solution here. We're talking real, practical steps you can take to reclaim your time and conquer those creative dragons. So buckle up, buttercups, because today's episode is packed with 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will turn procrastination into a distant memory. Number 1. Ditch the perfect illusion. Listen up, because this is crucial. Perfection doesn't exist. It's a mythical creature that lives in your head and keeps you stuck in endless loops of self-doubt. The truth is, done is better than perfect. Every masterpiece started with a messy first draft, so stop waiting for the perfect moment or the perfect idea. Just start creating. Number 2. Embrace the power of good enough. We've all got those moments where we get caught in this endless pursuit of flawlessness, but guess what? 80% is often more than enough. If something is good enough to meet your needs and move you forward, that's a win. Stop striving for perfection and start celebrating the victories, even the small ones. Number 3. Break down big tasks into bite-sized chunks. You know that feeling when you stare at a giant project and it feels like Mount Everest? Yeah, me too. But here's the secret weapon. Divide and conquer. Break those daunting tasks into smaller, manageable pieces. It's way less intimidating to tackle one small step than the whole mountain. Number 4. Schedule your procrastination time. Sounds counterintuitive, right? Hear me out. Instead of battling your urge to procrastinate head-on, acknowledge it and give yourself a specific time slot for those fun distractions. It's like giving your brain permission to take a break, knowing that you'll get back on track afterwards. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. You know what's the best way to stay motivated? Recognizing your accomplishments. Give yourself a pat on the back when you finish a task, no matter how small. This positive reinforcement keeps you going and helps you build momentum. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a freelance writer who's been struggling with a blog post deadline. She's got the perfect idea in her head, but she's terrified of messing it up. She spends hours staring at a blank document, second-guessing every word. Sound familiar? This is classic perfectionism leading to procrastination. But let's say Sarah decides to apply our 5 tips. She sets a timer for 30 minutes and just writes whatever comes to mind, no editing, no judging. Then she breaks down the remaining work into smaller chunks, researching keywords, drafting an outline, writing the introduction, etc. She schedules a procrastination time for later in the day, knowing she can indulge in some guilt-free scrolling after getting started on her blog post. And guess what? By applying these strategies, Sarah gets through the dreaded blank page and actually finishes her blog post. She's relieved, proud of herself, and ready to tackle other projects with renewed confidence. Remember folks, overcoming perfectionism and procrastination isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep those 5 golden nuggets in mind. Ditch the perfect illusion, embrace good enough, break down tasks, schedule your procrastination time, and celebrate your wins. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and make things happen. Share this episode with a friend who's battling their own inner critic. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. Let me know how these tips are helping you conquer those creative monsters. Until next time, keep it real, keep it moving, and remember, done is better than perfect.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.